The case was one of many connected to the now-closed John Doe 2 investigation involving Governor Scott Walker and conservative groups like the Wisconsin Club for Growth. In this case, the Club for Growth sued the GAB, alleging it broke the law when it joined the investigation. In the settlement released today, the GAB did not admit any wrongdoing. It did agree to release more records, and it agreed not to join future investigations connected to the John Doe 2. Whether that settlement has any long-standing implications is unclear. Under a law the governor signed yesterday, the GAB will be phased out next summer. GAB Director Kevin Kennedy issued a statement saying he was confident the board was within its authority when it assisted in the John Doe investigation. Kennedy said this settlement vindicates that position. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.